Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black, the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, did we know the title of the new book?
But it's under wraps next time. I'll let you know.
It's a secret, ladies and gentlemen. That even makes me more excited about this. But now you promise, right, Joanne? I mean, you promise that you'll let us launch your book on the show.
I absolutely promise.
I will be heartbroken if I don't get to launch your book on the show. So, folks, you're gonna hear about it first. So stay tuned for that. I promise you, if it's anything like No More Cold Calling, her first book, or at least the last one, I should say, I know you're gonna like it. So, okay, Joanne, we're talking about the sales process. Tell us some more. Teach us more about the sales process.
Well, it's critical to map it out, number one. And the reason that it's so important is that when we work a referral process, when we get business through referrals, and you know that's the work we do, Jim,
yep,
that the referrals are not something we do outside of our process. We integrate referrals into our process.
It's part of the process, isn't it?
It is.
You shouldn't be surprised when you get referrals. You should say, okay, the process worked.
That's right. You plan for it. And the reason this is so critical, another reason, is most people think, oh, I've signed the deal, then I can ask for a referral now. Other people think, oh, no, I have to wait till we actually get some results.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we get further and further away from our buyer.
Right.
And time goes by, and then we've really lost the momentum. The fact is, you can ask for a referral any time in the sales process, even in the beginning before you even have had the second meeting, because when you've been referred, you have that credibility. They know how the process works. In addition, because we're all great at what we do, when you have given a prospect an idea, shared observations with them, had them think about something they didn't consider, they may look at you and say, thank you, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've cemented the relationship. You can ask then. We don't need to wait. And that's why having a simple sales process and determining where and when we're going to ask for referrals is critical to our prospecting efforts and to our business.
There's another thing you can do if this is a business to business transaction, let's say, and that's where most referrals, when we talk about referrals, we're largely talking about B2B sales, although that's not exclusive to them, but it's typically the way you think about them. Then you're talking about a selling cycle, meaning a period of time. It could take a week or it could take 5 years. I mean, I've had cycles that took that long, Joanne. You probably have too. And, you know, if you sell them battleships, it takes a long time to sell one of those things. But over that time, you're going to have multiple conversations, and you should be listening to them talking about their neighbors or their colleagues in or their industry or whatever, and filing away little points, maybe even names that they would bring up, filing those away, making notes of those to bring up later to help them with the referral process. What do you think, Joanne?
Absolutely. When clients say to me, I say, write a list of all your current clients, and they think it's companies. Until I say, who are all the people you know in that organization?
Mm-hmm.
I get, oh, you want me to do that? Yes, because we have relationships with all different people. And these people each have their own networks that we need to tap into.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, another thing you can do, Joanne, is you can help them today with social media. If you one of the great ways to get this started is by asking them to join you, to link to you on LinkedIn. And once you do that, you can go and see who their contacts are, who their other contacts are on LinkedIn, for example. And you can do your own prospecting inside their list and then say to them, Bill, you know Sue over at so-and-so, right? Yeah, I do. I know her, but a little bit. And then you say, well, would you mind referring me? Would you mind introducing me? And this is a way of helping them because, Joanne, as you well know, people don't wake up in the morning thinking about how to help us.
I know that very well. Except the exception is I always think about how I can help you.
That's exactly right. I know. But it's the truth, isn't it? I mean, we have to help them. That's the thing about referrals. Referrals, you don't get referrals falling off a log. You have to do some work to get referrals.
You do.
And it's part of the sales process.
Absolutely. And it's helping people think of others they know who are a match for us. And we need to help them do that. We help them do that by being absolutely crystal clear about who we're looking to meet.
Mm-hmm. The profile, the kind of person.
The profile, yes. Yeah. It's not anyone. It's somebody very specific because we get what we ask for, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. When we come back after these messages, Joanne, I believe that the firewall for getting in the door has moved. The goalpost has been moved. The firewall has been adjusted. It takes longer to get in the front door than it used to be. And I want you to help us with that part of the process when we come back after these messages, folks. And it includes the social media element and more on the referral, being a professional referrer. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Joanne Black. No more cold calling.com, right, Joanne?
That's correct.
So check it out. Quick break, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.